This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. This is for Thursday.
We're excited to be here with you today. Anyway, okay, want peace with people? Instead of focusing on different opinions, find peace with people by reminding yourself of what drew you together in the first place, the common interest, the belief, or the goal. You'll gain strength for yourself and a loving tolerance towards others. And what are we backing this up with, honey?
Philippians 2:2-4. They make me truly happy by agreeing They make me truly happy by agreeing wholeheartedly with each other, loving one another, and working together with one mind and purpose. Mm-hmm. Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble. Thinking of others is better than yourselves. Don't look out only for your own interest, but take an interest in others too.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, we may not like everybody, and everybody's not going to like us, but we can certainly look deeper to find the spirit and the reason of what it is that we share in common.
That's right.
And we discussed earlier when it comes to the care that we're giving my mom and probably with you and your brothers when you were caring for your ill parents before they went to be with the Lord. You know, we don't always agree as siblings.
Right.
But when we can focus on in our case, my mom, in your case, your mom, when they needed particular care and keep our own opinions out of the way, there's peace.
That's right.
In the workplace, too, honey. You know what I'm talking about.
That's right.
How can you guys work together in harmony when, you know, things are awry? Well, you focus on your customers and their needs and serving, right?
Right. You know, and a lot of times, you know, you may not like someone that you work with or even agree with the way they do things. But as long as you have a common goal and you both have the same goal, then that way your differences can complement each other.
Right, and we can stop making it about us.
Yeah, because, you know, everyone has a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And some people's gift may be in one thing and some in the other. And so, but together your gifts will make a powerful, powerful impact on other people.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really cool.
Yeah. It's all about, I think, communication based upon love. You know, it depends on the awareness and respect for each other's well-being and willingness to accept each other's opinion about the situation, even if it doesn't match up to our own. That's where it can be a slippery slope. But you just go back to, what are we here for? What brought us together in the first place, you know?
That's right. You know, and really, a lot of us do with people, you know, when we're self-centered.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but when we realize that as we grow older and our self-centeredness turns into being interested in other people, that makes all the difference in the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That makes all the difference in the world. And as we love others, I mean, then you'll start finding out, you know, others are going to love you too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, what does it say in the scripture? You know, we love because he first loved us. I mean, Jesus loved us first.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you have to love first. You know, you can't wait to be loved and be served. You have to be the servant.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be the one giving the love. And if your love's not reciprocated, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But God sees that. God sees your motives. God sees, you know, how you're doing it and why you're doing it. And it just makes all the difference.
It does. And it all goes back to what we always say. He knows our heart.
Yeah.
What was the motive in the first place?
That's right. And having a loving tolerance towards others, you know, that can be...
Ooh.
That can be,
challenging.
Know, challenging. And so, but, you know, sometimes you just have to walk away.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
You do. And you know, there's a saying, it's called halt. Mm-hmm. Were you too hungry, angry, lonely, or tired at the time? And if that's the case, you might want to keep your distance.
You know, our podcast yesterday was talking about speaking up, but doing it at the right time. You know what? Maybe this isn't the right time.
That's right.
You know, maybe, you know, being tolerant of others means you just need not say anything at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Well, you haven't, again, like we said yesterday, hadn't felt good in a couple of days, and you're getting better, so you can think clearer too when you're in a better place. Uh-huh. Aren't you thinking clearer because you're feeling better and taking care of yourself? You're more rested and back to eating correctly, and
yeah,
your cough is almost gone. Mm-hmm. That's great.
It is.
But we have to have that awareness of ourselves to realize, you know, I'm not in a good place. Doesn't mean I don't love them. I'm just not at peace with me right now.
Yeah, and, you know, and really feeling the pain of others, being empathetic instead of sympathetic, you know, is a big deal. Mm-hmm. It's a real big deal. You know what I mean? And when others hurt, we hurt. When we hurt, others hurt.
And that's biblical.
You know,
it's love.
And, yeah,
sharing that.
And my mom, when I was growing up, if I was hurt or had something going wrong that I wasn't feeling good, or my mom would always say, it hurts me worse than it hurts you.
Mm-hmm. What's the saying? You're a parent. You're only happiest as your happiest child.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So that's the way it is when you have different opinions, you know, and you accept other people's opinions on who they are. You know, you want to be effective for Jesus? Do you want people to that you know to come to Him? Then accept them for who they are. Don't try to change them.
That's right.
Okay? Our job is not to change people. Mm-mm. Our job is to tell them about the one who can change
mm-hmm.
them.
Mm-hmm. You know, we get it backwards. Mm-hmm. We always want to tell people and then show them. That's not what Jesus did.
Yeah, show them.
It's all about show and tell. Listen to them. Find out what their needs are.
That's right.
Show them a genuine love that hopefully is flowing from you.
Yeah.
And then they're going to be open to understand, though. So y'all are serving the same God that these people that hurt me are. Well, we probably have a different perspective on what He's like.
Yeah.
And we're sorry that, you know, the way that you view Him is incorrect. Let us help you get to know this God.
Yeah.
He loves you. And Jesus did an amazing thing for you.
That's right. You know, and I know that there's people listening today that want the peace mm-hmm. to be with people
mm-hmm.
and to know that, yeah, I can be tolerant towards others, you know, even though sometimes I don't want to be, you know, and I can work together with others, you know, but you know, sometimes you just don't have the strength.
I know. But I do think that, like you had mentioned earlier, having a loving tolerance when people don't suit up and show up or do what we think that they need to be doing. Just live and let live. We don't know what's going on with them. And if they're not ready to open it up, so be it.
Yeah, sometimes what's disappointing is not the person, it's our expectations of the person.
Yeah, and that's where we always get let down.
That's right.
It's not them that let us down, it's our expectations.
Yeah.
Maybe we need to go the extra mile and just say, you know what, don't know what's going on with you, but we love you, miss you, we're here for you. Okay, you're not alone. So, especially at the holidays.
That's right. Well, if you want that peace,
that passes all understanding.
That passes all understanding, and you can deal with people
no matter what's going on.
Yeah, look at their good side. You know, look at positives of people rather than negatives.
That's key.
Yeah. Then give your life to Christ.
Everybody's got good things.
That's right. Everybody has good things. Mm-hmm. Everybody, even the worst person, despicable person you think you might know. There's something good in that person.
Mm-hmm. And they need it. We need to bring that out of each other, not the worst.
That's right. Bring the best out of each other.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what we need to do is really, those of you who have never given your life to Christ, and I'll tell you what, when you do, you'll affect so many people around you.
Mm-hmm.
Because the change and transformation that will take place in your life, that will be what draws people. And then you can have a common interest, a belief and goal.
Right.
And that will be Jesus.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And there's some of you that maybe are listening that walked away from the faith. Or many of you who have been in the church for a long time and you're just now realizing, man, I don't have peace with people.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't have it. Well, you know what? Examine your heart. Maybe you've never given your heart to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So today, if you would, pray this prayer. And give your heart to Him. Lord Jesus, thank You for who You are. Lord, I know You hung on the cross, that You rose on the third day, and because of the cross, I ask You to forgive me of my sins and my sins are now forgiven. Father, I want that peace with people. I want that peace, first of all, with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Well, if you prayed this prayer, we'd love for you to email us at info@livingitup.org. And just let us know, you know, that you accepted Christ. And we'd love to pray for you. And those of you who have comments or maybe suggestions for the ministry, we'd love to hear from you as well.
Mm-hmm.
We know that you're busy, but it won't take just a second for you to do so. And
yeah, and we want you to know we love you, and we're here, and we're doing the best we know to do by the grace of God to feed you and help you and just to enjoy your life.
We encourage you to go to our website, livingitup.org, and if God moves in you, we'd love for you to be a monthly partner with us and financially, and go to the Give button, hit Donate, and then take it from there. Mm-hmm. We operate through your generous donations. Mm-hmm. And we would really appreciate you doing so.
And we thank you those that already are.
Try it.
All right. Well, want peace with people? Try focusing on what got you into a relationship in the first place instead of on your differing opinions, okay? If you'll do that, you'll gain strength for yourself and a loving tolerance towards them.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So as you continue to keep living it up by finding peace with people, we'll talk to you tomorrow. While beginning again.
While beginning again.
Bye.